Here she comes with a big smile on her face, and I know why, Sandy.
Because you're playing Peter Noon music.
Exactly, because guess who's coming to town once again for State Fair? They just released the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater schedule for State Fair this week, and boy, am I excited, and I can tell you are too.
I know, and I was on pins and needles when I found out, like, okay, the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater lineup is coming out, and this is that free amphitheater that's very close to the WTMJ broadcast booth and that the Skyglider goes over. But I love every year Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon is here, and he plays back-to-back nights. He's been doing this for, I would say, almost 20 years, and it's just something I look forward to, and I have been friends with Peter Noon since the 90s when my first job out of Marquette was an oldies radio station in Atlanta, and that's how I got to know him. So it's just a joy.
And you actually introduced me to him once, which
is
very cool.
For twice now.
That was a big thrill for me,
by the way. So glad, because he is a nice person. Aww. He's a smart person. He's a fantastic entertainer.
Still talented.
Yeah.
And what a show. And, you know, I love the fact that Bank 5-9 Amphitheater, it's all included in your admission to the State Fair,
yep.
So you don't have to pay anything extra. And the shows there are fantastic. And again, Peter Noon, you could go see him both nights, and it's a different show each time.
He walks through the crowd. He is so fun. He embraces Wisconsin every time he comes. He will drop names of people that he's met. Like, he really makes sure it's a local show, and he's just got that cheeky, fun sense of humor. You'll have a good time, and the Noonatics will be in force.
Oh, yeah.
You will see a lot of Union flags. It's almost like a theme party, and it's a fantastic band, so I highly recommend, if you haven't seen it or if you want it circled on your calendar, August 10th and August 11th. It's a Monday and a Tuesday. And like you said, go to back-to-back shows. But it's a great lineup again.
One of the ones that kind of surprised me, and I'm going to make a confession.
Yeah.
I have never seen her perform. Claire Sardinia.
Thunder.
Yeah, I've never seen her.
You have your chance. This is great. So for everyone who saw Song Sung Blue with Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson portrayed real-life Milwaukeean Claire Thunder Sardina, and Claire got the chance to perform with this show called So Good, the Neil Diamond Experience, earlier this year at the Pabst Theater. And Lightning and Thunder were Neil Diamond interpreters. This is going to be a Neil Diamond celebration with a man who's got great experience on Broadway. He brought this show and brought Claire on stage at the Pabst Theater. They had such a good time, they're doing it again. So this is going to be a big Neil Diamond presentation, and you're going to hear all the hits, and Claire will come out. I think she sang You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
Oh, really?
At the Pabst.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it'll be some interesting duets, but to see Claire in her element, she has been having a moment ever since last year in Song Sung Blue came out. And if you remember, Lightning and Thunder used to perform every year at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Now, see, that was before my time.
They got married at the Wisconsin State Fair. And now, in addition to the fair, you can sit on the engraved Lightning and Thunder bench.
That's at the State
Fair?
Yes,
it is.
Where is that?
Right now, I've heard that it's at the Expo Center. I will be the first to let you know on What's on Tap where to find your photo moment and sit on the Lightning and Thunder dedicated bench.
Which night is this show playing?
August 9th. Sunday night, August 9th. So Good, the Neil Diamond Experience with Claire Sardina. And we were talking about Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon doing back-to-back nights. Here Come the Mummies are also doing their back-to-back
nights. That is one of your favorites. Why do you love them so much?
Because, first and foremost, they are a tight funk band. Legend has it that these are all session musicians that probably shouldn't be touring due to their contract, but they dress head to toe like B-movie mummies and play multi-instruments. You've got people who are in the horn sections, the guitar, keyboards, drums, percussion. There are at times about 10 band members on stage, and they have clever double entendre lyrics that make you laugh out loud. One of their songs is Let Your Freak Flag Fly. There are a lot of people there letting their freak flag fly, but I will tell you, I don't think anybody sees Here Come the Mummies once. They're a band you want to party with and see again and again. So if you've never seen Here Come the Mummies, or you want to circle your calendar for these shows, August 7th and 8th, Friday and Saturday party nights.
So now we've got five of those nights at the State Fair, the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater. Who's filling up those other five nights?
Starting with 16 Candles, a good 80s cover band on August 6th. 7th and 8th, Here Come the Mummies. The 9th is So Good, the Neil Diamond Experience with Claire Sardina. 10th and 11th, Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon. Then you get to rock out on August 12th with Hairbangers Ball, the good hair metal hits. August 13th, Two Hype Crew to get your 90s R&B hit kick. That's going to be a fun night. Then we go back to local. August 14th, Friday night with the Guffs. And people love following the Guffs. And August 15th, let's hear it for the Swifties. It's called Let's Sing Taylor, an unofficial live tribute show paying tribute to all the eras of Taylor Swift music.
Oh, that is going to be packed that night.
Yeah. And then wrapping up, this is what was supposed to happen last year. Pat McCurdy was supposed to wrap up the Wisconsin State Fair on the Bank 5-9 stage. We got the awful flooding that historically closed the last day of the Wisconsin State Fair last year. So you got to imagine he's ready for this
he's
show.
He's been prepping for a year.
Exactly. Pat McCurdy closing out the Wisconsin State Fair Bank 5-9 Amphitheater lineup on Sunday, August 16th. So sing along and get your dose of sex and beer.
Can't wait to hear it. I want to ask you about something that you talked about on What's on Tap this week.
Yeah.
A special episode of The Bear.
Secret episode.
Yeah. That was about Gary. And as we've talked before, I'm probably the only person you know who actually is from Gary, Indiana. Tell me about this.
It was fun to find that out, that you were from Gary, Indiana, when you got all excited about the new Michael Jackson biopic. That was how we found out here on Wisconsin's Weekend Morning News that you're from Gary and a proud hometown gal. Gary is the name of this secret episode that just dropped this past week of The Bear.
That they filmed
in Gary.
Yes.
I thought of you immediately. Now, here's the deal, though. If you're on Hulu and you're like, oh, my gosh, I love The Bear. I want to see this. When you go on Naturally, you will not see it. You actually have to type in the search function, the word Gary. So when you go to Hulu, type in G-A-R-Y, you will get access to this secret hidden surprise episode that's a prequel. It follows Mikey and Rich in bear lore. And I don't want to give away any spoilers because
they're in Gary, Indiana.
Right, right. But yeah, and the next season.
I can only imagine the adventures they had there, too.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the final season of The Bear will come out this summer, likely in June because all of the other seasons launched then, but there hasn't been an official date. But I just think this is a fun way to discover a show and just a unique way to get attention.
And can I tell you another Gary connection? To The Bear.
Yes.
Richard Asteris. He plays Manny, one of the cooks.
Yeah.
He is from Gary, Indiana, and still lives there, from my understanding.
It's affordable.
Yeah.
And you're just a driving
Well, he's
shark.
Filming in Chicago, yeah. So it's not that far. But yes, I wait to see, because I haven't seen that episode yet, if he's in it. Because that would be very interesting
that
as well.
That would be. I think just another buzzy way to get attention for The Bear. But another fun fact, the actors who are playing Richie and Mikey, they're in Dog Day Afternoon on Broadway, which just got a Tony Award nomination. So it's interesting how these actors are paired up now on TV, but now also on stage. And these creative collaborations, they make my heart happy.
Oh, I love The Bear. I love that show. And I love the lineup for the Bank 5-9 stage. Thank you for sharing all that news with us this week. And Sandy, what are you doing on What's on Tap?
Learning about the history of bras.
I beg your pardon?
There's a documentary called Brava, A Titillating History of Bras that will screen at the Oriental Theater on Thursday night. And the filmmaker, Pam Percy, is going to be my guest tomorrow. And this screening on Thursday will include a bra fashion show of 20 artistically creative bras.
Thanks for dishing with us this morning.
Thank you, Libby.